Okay.
Hello, I'm Hans G0UPL, Golf 0 Uniform Papa Lima, and I gave a seminar presentation about the evolution of the QRP Labs kits and the project I've been working on over the last 4 or 5 months since the beginning of this year, which is basically called QMX and is a new product which is being launched here at Hamvention. And we have 390 kits which we produced for the event to start off the product. And this is basically a combination of QCX Mini, the single band CW transceiver, and QDX, which is a 5-band digital embedded SDR transceiver. So these two former products have been very popular, and this is a combination of the two of them. So it's got the mechanical design and layout of a QCX Mini, but an embedded SDR based on the QMX internally. So the circuit is basically QDX plus RF envelope shaping for CW shaping and audio output, LCD buttons, and an SWR bridge built in as well. So a unique feature which everybody is very happy about is the switching power supply, buck voltage regulators, which managed to be low noise, or in fact no noise, not by eliminating the noise but by controlling the noise. So the microcontroller is part of the control loop for the voltage regulator buck converter and generates a PWM frequency. The microcontroller also knows what the operating frequency is, so the strategy is it calculates where the harmonics will fall and makes sure that they don't fall near the operating frequency. So it's a very, very nice little kit, and it will become, I think, the flagship of the QRP Labs product range. And it's $95 for the kit and $20 for the enclosure. So it's basically what's occupied my entire year so far, developing that in association with continuing the production and management and support of all the other kit sales that QRP Labs do. So everybody's been very supportive, and as usual, it's really nice to meet lots of old friends and make new friends and discuss radio with like-minded people.
It's always always fun to interact with people who have similar interests.
It definitely is. And where I live in southwest Turkey, it's not something I have very much opportunity for, face-to-face. Yeah, we have a lot of email, of course, but face-to-face is not something I have very much opportunity for often. So I really enjoy this event, and it's the highlight of my year in many ways. So yeah, it's great. Hoping to get some time tomorrow to look around the flea market in the Hamvention. Today was terribly hectic at the stand. So
did you sell all of the kits you brought?
We sold something. We have about 160 left of the 390 we started with, so more than half. Which is more kits than I've ever sold at Dayton before, so it's a very good result.
Marvelous. Any other interesting facets of the new kit?
Yes, I'm also going to be trying to implement SSB on it, so it will truly be all mode. So at the moment, it's just CW and digital modes. I'm planning to implement envelope elimination and restoration style of SSB, similar to what's done on the TrueSDX transceiver. The same strategy, but hopefully with a higher performance, cleaner transmit signal, because we have a much higher hardware capacity available with a 168 megahertz 32-bit CPU with floating point and DSP instructions. It has 512K of flash and 128K of RAM. So it's a very high-performance processor and high-performance hardware. So really, this is just the beginning. The beginning is the CW and Digi modes. And I have a lot of plans to develop into the radio over the next few weeks and months. All will be delivered by firmware updates, because it's a software-defined radio. And using the same method as used by QDX, so the radio appears as a USB flash drive, and you just copy in the firmware file that you've downloaded, and installing new firmware is as easy as that. So I have big plans for the radio. It's going to be very exciting.
Marvel, so I buy the kit, which gives me the hardware, and then I can upgrade it.
That's right, yeah.
Marvelous.
So even at the moment, just with five bands CW in the size enclosure, which was previously QCX Mini, you know, it looks exactly like a QCX Mini, it's still a big step forward for many people to have five bands in what was previously the same size as a one-band radio. So it's really exciting.
Software-defined is the way to go.
I believe so, and I said in my presentation, I think QCX would be the last analog radio that I designed, at least as a product. For hobby, it's a different matter, and you know, I like old tube radios and other things. But for a product, I think software-defined radio is the way to go, because you've got a very high performance-to-price ratio, and at the same time, the capability to add improvements just by a firmware update to your existing customers and your future customers and everybody. So I think it's the future.
Sure sounds like it's a winner.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And I will send that off to...